Dr. Virginia Fox. Dr. Fox, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I'm pleased to be with you this day after Independence Day.
Dr. Fox, how did you celebrate Independence Day yesterday?
I did celebrate it. We celebrated it a couple of different ways. We had met with some friends for around the lunchtime, and then we had dinner with some friends and went to fireworks, which lasted a long time. So we were out kind of late last night, but it was wonderful to see the fireworks and think about it. And they played Lee Greenwood's song, Proud to Be an American, you know, and I cried. I just cannot help it. When that song plays, I just cry. And nobody stood up. It was at dark, of course, and I looked around to see if anybody was going to stand up when it says, and I proudly stand up next to you. But nobody stood up, but I raised my fist.
Earlier this week, Dr. Fox, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision ruled that President Trump's presidential immunity case, saying that the president does have immunity for official acts, but did give some guidance on what defines an official act. What did you make of that ruling from the high court this week?
Well, I think the court ruled correctly. And the main thing about the ruling is it's been misrepresented by Justice Sotomayor and others that this is all for Donald Trump and that it's letting Donald Trump off the hook some way. That's just not the case. I read most of the decision, and Justice Roberts says in there they haven't had to rule very often on this issue in the past years because not many claims have come before the court. And that's because we haven't had an administration like the Biden administration, which has gone after President Trump to try to keep him from winning the election this fall through what we've come to know as lawfare. And many of the things that they are prosecuting him for are things that he did in his official capacity as president. And so I think it's very important that we continue the separation of powers. And again, in Justice Roberts' opinion, he talks about that, that there are separation of powers, and those have to be honored. It's also in the 25th Amendment, and I reread the 25th Amendment because people have brought up the issue of the 25th Amendment. But I will tell you, I think it was the right decision. It's the right decision for any president. You know, President Obama could be still prosecuted for crimes that, quote, crimes that people may think he committed, or President Clinton. So I think it was absolutely the right decision.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett seemed to have some reservations in her opinion about the fake electors. What did you make of her opinion in that decision?
Well, I didn't read Justice Amy Coney Barrett's position, but I think on the fake electors, that's an issue still to be resolved. We really don't know exactly how far things went in that area, and there's more to be discovered there.
Changing gears on you a little bit, Dr. Fox, there continues to be fallout from President Biden's debate performance a little over a week ago as now members of the Democratic congressional delegation publicly calling on Mr. Biden to not seek his party's nomination for another term as president. Curious to get your thoughts on the debate and now the growing calls for the president not to seek reelection.
Well, number one, President Biden was just incoherent. He was out of it. Let's put it in the vernacular, he was out of it during that debate. I don't think he realized what he was doing. He was a literal deer in headlights during that debate. President Trump was on his game, answering questions and sharp as a tack. But again, it's up to the Democrat Party as to what to do about President Biden running. What I'm worried about is his inability to make decisions now. I mean, if he can only function between 10 and 4 during the day, we have a real problem. our presidents have to be alert and able to make decisions at any time, day or night. And I think that if he is not capable of running again, I don't think he's capable of being president. Of course, we've all known that he's not the one making the decisions, that there are people behind the scenes, mostly people from the Obama administration who've come in and they're running things in the White House. If you look at who's in the different departments, I deal primarily with education and labor. All of these people are, I call them warmed over Obama people who are in there, and that's what's happening. You know, President Obama famously said he'd like a third term if he could be in the basement and be like a puppeteer and be pulling the strings behind the scenes. And I think a lot of people think that's what's happening.
Visiting with North Carolina 5th District Congresswoman Dr. Virginia Fox. Dr. Fox, are you concerned at all about some of the maybe the untruths that President Trump told during the debate about a week ago?
Well, I'm not sure about what untruths he told. You'd have to give me a specific for me to know what you're talking about. But I think he was pretty much on target about inflation and about other things. President Biden said no member of the military died under his watch, and they did. So I'm more concerned with what President Biden said than I am with what President Trump said. I think anybody can misspeak. I mean, I could misspeak on this program right now and say something, not that I want to be untrue, but that I could, you know, just trip up and say something wrong. I may already have done that. So that can happen to anybody. But I think President Biden was just out of it the other night.
Dr. Fox, as I let you go, one of the biggest issues that we've heard about in North Carolina this week is the need for a farm bill. We've heard from State Ag Commissioner Steve Troxler this week talking about how important that bill was to North Carolina farmers. I'm curious your perspective on the timeline of perhaps getting a farm bill passed.
Well, number one, it's a misnomer to call it the farm bill. It's really the welfare bill. 80% of that bill deals with food stamps and other things that are done for individuals in this country, primarily food stamps. Only about 20% of it has to do with farming. So we have misnamed that bill in order to fool the American people, I think. But it's always tough to pass the farm bill, and generally very little gets done in the bill. Things remain status quo. But I have a lot of respect for Commissioner Troxler, and if he says it's very important to the people of North Carolina, then I accept what he says and support him.
North Carolina 5th District Congresswoman Dr. Virginia Fox. Dr. Fox, always appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to having you back on WPTF in the future.
Thanks, Chris.